For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump at the U.S. steel mill in Granite City, touting how he believes his trade policies, including steel tariffs, have helped to bring jobs back there. But the president also spoke on other topics to the crowd of 500 or so, including North Korea.
When I met with President Obama, it sounded like he was ready to go to war with North Korea. It sounded like he was ready to go to war. I said, did you ever speak to him? No. I said, wouldn't it be nice to at least speak?
Although no formal deal is in place yet, President Trump and top administration officials are touting Wednesday's agreement with the European Union to work toward a free trade deal. Republican Senator Richard Shelby says he welcomes the move.
I think that's good news. I've thought all along that tariffs from our side, tariffs on their side is not the answer.
Trump announced Wednesday that the U.S. and EU has agreed to begin talks geared toward removing all tariffs and trade barriers imposed on each other. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Central Pennsylvania is finally starting to dry out after heavy rain and some flash flooding closed roads and caused damage throughout that region. Governor Tim Wolf in Harrisburg toured the area.
What we saw were a lot of devastation, some damage. We were in Tremont and Pine Grove, and the water is still high.
York had gotten about a foot of rain with more still in the forecast heading toward this weekend. House Speaker Paul Ryan is publicly opposing the conservative-led bid to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, saying their accusations don't rise to the necessary level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Not only did Russia meddle in our elections, they did it to France. They did it to Moldova. They're doing it to the Baltics. Russia is trying to undermine democracy itself.
Republicans from the Freedom Caucus say Rosenstein has not been responsible enough in supplying them with requested documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as a closed investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The deadline to reunite about 1,600 immigrant families trying to cross into the U.S. illegally is here. While the government seems to be on track reuniting those families, there are still hundreds of other parents without their children. League Alert with ACLU's Immigrants Rights Project thinks the government is taking the wrong tone in court.
The government shouldn't be proud of the work they're doing on reunification. It should just be, we created this cruel, unconstitutional, inhumane policy. Now we're trying to fix it in every way we can and make these families whole.
A man who destroyed Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame 2 years ago says he'll bail out a man who seems to have followed in his footsteps. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
54-year-old James Otis is the man who dressed up as a construction worker back in 2016 and used a sledgehammer to completely smash the president's star on the famous walkway. He tells TMZ he's getting the money together needed to bail out 24-year-old Austin Clay, who this week used a pickaxe that he brought in a guitar case and destroyed Trump's star with that. Otis, who eventually had to pay a $4,400 fine for demolishing a landmark and also did 20 days of community service, telling reporters, quote, I never met the kid, but I believe in his cause. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Papa John's chairman, John Schnatter, is suing Papa John's International to obtain company internal documents. He resigned as chairman of the board after using a racial slur during a media training call, but says calls for his removal have been heavy-handed. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.